the Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
We're going to welcome in Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, a 21-5 win on senior night. I know you've been through a lot of these senior nights.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it emotionally like for you when, you know, people have their parents, some people travel from out of town, and there's a chance to see them? And, I mean, it's not goodbye, but it's...
Well, it's just always great to celebrate the seniors, you know, because they've given so much to the program and done so much in their careers here, and especially the four-year guys, because, you know, they're the really ones that help create the culture and the things that we do. So it's just great to celebrate, see them play so well, and get out there. So that's why we want to do it. And it's great to see their parents and everything in the pregame come out there and to see their faces and how proud they are of their sons.
It seems like it has a pretty positive impact on the energy on the sideline. As you know, some guys are starting the game that don't always start games, and the guys on the sidelines are really into rooting for them. You can hear on our microphone.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, especially Stedman opening up with a fast break. They hope he stuck that in. They really want those guys to do well. Some of those guys don't play as much. That's why they got the start. And when they make a good play like that, the whole team really gathers around that.
Another 20-goal performance in conference play. How do you look back and evaluate these games? You know, 82 shots, 21 goals.
Yeah.
How far do you break it down and see how you guys played?
Well, you know, we kind of look at in the feel of the game. We really didn't think we played that well tonight, actually. I really wasn't too happy with the overall the way we played. I think we got to play better. We got to be more prepared for the game. And I didn't think we were today. Senior day is always really tough. You never really play well on senior day. I don't think anybody does. And but we need to be more prepared, more focused into the game. The score really doesn't matter anything to us. It's how we played. We thought we should have played better. Thought we should have shot the ball better at times. Thought we really played poorly in the third quarter, but we bounced back in the fourth quarter. But, you know, that's how we look at it, so we need to play better.
Saturday at Widener, what can you tell us about that?
Well, it's always tough going to Widener. You got to know you're not going to get any calls. They're always a pretty scrappy team. They've always played us pretty tough over the years, so we expect their best effort.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. We won't see you Saturday. We'll see you next Wednesday night.
All right. All right,
that was head coach Paul Cantabene. We're joined by our Mustang players of the game, Sam Wyatt to my left and Connor Garreau to my right. Sam, you've been here a long time. You've been through a lot. You've seen a lot of senior days. What's it like when it's your turn to wait in the tunnel?
It's an honor, and it's a great feeling to finally have your turn to be a senior and everything. But, you know, it's also a great thing for all the other seniors who go through this process as well. And, you know, you've been with these guys for 4 years or 3 years even. You know, they do such a great job, and it's an honor to be a part of it. So,
Connor, how fast does it go by?
Yeah, it goes by really quick. And it's just really nice to whenever you got everyone's families out here and just some of the players that you haven't played with on the field before, they're out there playing with you, and it's just a really nice feeling.
Sam, I know you've done a lot of different things, face-offs, second-string middies. You put in a lot of goals. What's it like when there's some guys out there that don't score a lot that are seniors? How hard is everybody rooting for them?
Oh, everybody's giving their all through their vocal cords, man. I mean, you know, that it's just awesome to see, you know, them go through the process and then work hard every practice. And, you know, then they finally get their turn out there, and it's just awesome and an unbelievable feeling for them to go out there.
Connor, how much fun were you having? I know at the beginning of the game you got a lot of offensive shifts. So we've seen you for a lot of years just playing defense, and if you get offense, it's out of transition. What was it like for you getting out there to stay on offense?
It was pretty tiring, actually. I was pretty worn out at the end of the game, but it was nice getting out there and just playing with everyone, just be on offense for once. It's pretty nice.
Coach said he didn't think you guys played your best game, but it's 21-5 on the scoreboard. What did you see, Sam?
Yeah, we definitely always have some room for improvement. You know, I think tonight we took a little step back, you know, but as Coach said, it's senior night. You know, we're all rooting for everybody, all the seniors who don't get to play as much. So it might not be the best game, but it's definitely most energy for those guys.
Connor, how do you see things shaping up as you guys get set for the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament?
Well, I just think we can't get complacent. We've had these stretch of games that have came up, and, I mean, we just can't get complacent there, and we got to know that we can't take any quarters off, because when it comes down to the playoffs, we're going to have to play all 60 minutes.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. It's not goodbye, but it's the last regular season home game for both of you. Sam Wyatt to my left, Connor Crow to my right. Hopefully we'll have about five or six more home games throughout the rest of the year.